Now, the sound of the waves against the castle of Duntroon. Number of different settings of this tune, offering a fairly wide palette of expressive effects if you wanted to pick and mix. Here's Mackay, for example. Timed roughly as follows. The D is asserted there fairly prominently. It's a little dab on your way down from E to A or from E to low G. Oh, and that has interesting tonal implications for what follows later, so he probably means it. Mackay cuts his shawl up, all three of them. And so on. None of the other editors trebles the shawl. Nobody's more than two of anything. I think it's probably a wise restraint. Mackay's scores are often developed perhaps a little beyond what the musical ideas will stand. Here seems to be a clear case in point. And now Colin Cameron. As follows, I think, as I explain in the PDF that accompanies this, that he plays down to a little too obviously. And that's just with the clear implication of the score. Heel yo fo, he yo dree, heel yo he, and dro. Heel yo fo, he yo dree, yo he, and dro. Heel yo fo, he yo dree, or maybe that's just cut down. God could imply that. And Colin Cameron's settings are usually conspicuously musical, so, and that might be more in accordance with the intention. Donald McPhee looks at first blush like the pick of them, full of interesting little touches. But look what he does. Here's his ground. Heel yo fo, he a bri, heel yo fi, and dro. Heel yo fo, he a bri. All very well and good, but look what happens. He repeats the first line throughout. Heel yo ho, he a bri, heel yo he, and do. Heel yo ho, he a bri, yo bri, and do. And so that when he continues in his second of his four lines, heel yo ho, he a bri, you begin to think, feel that A-C-E-F motif is beginning to outstay its welcome. Glenn, as so often, gives us what looks like the best bet, ultimately, taking one or two points from McPhee, but not following McPhee down the line of that, I think, disastrously repeated first line. Something as follows. Here's the ground. Glenn, published setting. Heel yo fo, he a bri, heel yo he, and dro. Ail yo fo, ail yo bril yo iombro. Played either way, either down or up, I reckon, with that slur that might be more than a slur. Ail yo fi, you see, I don't know, I'm varying the EA cadence a bit to give a little spice to the whole. I'll ya bree, I'll ya bree, and oh, I'll ya bree. And if you wanted to, that effect that you see in Mackay, where the D is sounded, you could. Glenn Score would let you do that. I'll ya vo, I'll ya bree. There it is. Last line. Now, in the scores we assemble in the PDF file, we can see that there are a number of different ways of tackling that final coda there, including is one possibility, and also dropping the I think a little obtrusive E cadence at the beginning of the final bar. And all the bray, oh, hi, and all. This brings us to the shul, of which all sensible editors have got two, and two only. As in McPhee, Glenn times a singling, points a singling of the shul down and the doubling up to give a bit of rhythmical variety. Yandi handi hairi handi handi hare yando yandi handi 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 hairi hairi handro yandi handi hairi handi hari yando wandi handi hairi vairi fandi vandi yando yandi harandai yando yambi harai yando yambi handi hairi handi handi hairi yando wandi handi hairi vairi fandi vairi yando yandi hairi handi handi hairi harai hairi yando. Then we step up into the upcut doubling. Yum dai yum bi yum vai yum vai yum vai yum vai yandrando yum bai yum dai yum bai yum bai yum bai yum bai yandrando rovi rovi randai yum dai yum dai yum dai yandrando. And so, in a perfectly straightforward, routine manner. Which brings us, in the course of nature, to the Tour de Force culture, tripling variation. Yeah, singling first. Harambai, 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 harambai. Yando harambai harandai 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 harambai harambai yando harandai 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 harambai harambai yando Acharam pi, acharam di, acharam bai, acharam bai, acharam bai, acharam bai, ehil niyanto, acharam bai, acharam bai, yanto, acharam dai, acharam dai, yanto, acharam bai, acharam dai, acharam dai, acharam dai, acharam dai, acharam dai, yanto, Aharam bai, aharam dai, aharam dai, aharam dai, aharam bai, aharam bai, hil yon do, aharam bai, aharam di, aharam do, aharam di, aharam do, aharam bai, hil yon do. Then we step up quite naturally, a little increase in tempo into the doubling. Aharam bai, aharam dai, aharam dai, aharam dai, aharam bai, aharam dai, aharam do, aharam do, and so on, perfectly logical and orthodox fashion. And we come off the end of that into the Tuala singling, Tuala Dunchen, somewhat thus. Aharam bai, aharam dai, aharam do, aharam di, aharam do, aharam dai, aharam do, aharam do. Hey, brum bai, taran dai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum dai, liyan do. Hey, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai, liyan do. Very straightforward, no, nothing to trouble you. Full plain sailing, as Bob Nicol would say in such settings. This is followed by the Tuala Dunchen doubling. Glenn then leads back in his ground in the traditional fashion, followed by a Cruala singling, Cruala doubling. Perfectly orthodox. Followed by the ground again at the end of the tune. Most interesting piece, Sound of the Waves against the Castle of Duntroon.